USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Coast Guard reported Thursday six people were killed after a sightseeing plane crash in Alaska. The Coast Guard helicopter located the wreckage of an aircraft owned by sightseeing company Southeast Aviation about 8 miles northeast of Ketchikan, Alaska. Ketchikan is in the far southeast of Alaska. Arizona State Senator Tony Navarrete has been arrested. Navarrete, a first-time Democrat from Phoenix, was taken into custody Thursday on allegations of having sexual conduct with a minor in 2019. Mr. Navarrete is 35 years old. Ashley Babbitt, the California veteran who participated in the U.S. Capitol occupation on January 6, was ambushed by the still-unidentified Capitol police officer who fatally shot her. Lawyers say she was murdered without any verbal warning from Capitol police before he fired. The family plans to file a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit against Capitol police and the officer. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's good things and bad in the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will be revisited by lawmakers on Saturday. One thing's for sure, it's very expensive. Tim Berg reports.
The Congressional Budget Office released an analysis of the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure bill on Thursday. They found that the measure would increase the federal deficit by $256 billion over a 10-year period. Senate Democrats are also working on a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, assures us that that reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security during this lawless era.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
The unconstitutional eviction moratorium is facing legal challenges. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.